Hello, Project Runway superfans! You are watching the official after show for Project Runway, and we are breaking down the group challenge so you don't want to miss it.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin!
Woo! Happy Friday, everybody! We're dancing here on the Project Runway, official after show by AfterBuzz TV. We've got sound engineer Steve-O, he's our DJ, he's getting the beats happening for us, so you can all have an awesome Friday. Personally, I'm going to go have a few shots of tequila after listening to this music, but let's break down the looks first. I'm your host, Dan Babic, and I am solo today. Unfortunately, Michelle Uberes is sick and so unwell, so we wish her a very speedy recovery. But this was one of my favourite episodes. By the way, I feel so cool. Like, I feel like I've got my own talk show right now. I so feel like Bill O'Reilly from Fox, or Bill Maher, you know, because I've got to appeal to the, you know, the masses, you know, the Republicans and the Democrats. But I love it. I feel like, you know, Wendy Williams. It's so good. I can say whatever I want, do whatever I want. So group challenge. I always like that because I am a bit snorty. And part of the reason I am Project Runway super fan is not only because I love the fashion and I love seeing the latest trends and all these incredible emerging designers, but I also love the drama and the hysteria of reality TV. So I love when the producers get involved and get the contestants to all kind of go against each other and, you know, fight in a group setting, because they always say, you know, two's a team but three's a crowd, and three groups of three, an absolute disaster, lots of fights, lots of drama. So, I loved it. I love when you mix a bit of trash reality TV with high-class fashion and Heidi Klum. And, of course, we had one of my favourite girls ever, Kelly Osbourne. It was good to see her back because she was obviously a guest judge today, and she, well, last night's episode. And she, I really respect her as a fashion icon. I think she came a long way. You know, she was always in her father's shadows, and she stepped out as a real fashion winner. So I love hearing her opinion because I think she's got a very unique look, and I love her. We had Team Red with the Red and the Violets. We had Erin Dexter and Cornelius. We had Team Nude, and then we had Team Blue. So we're going to start breaking down the designs for you now. And it looks like we're starting with Team Red. And I think we have Erin's design. And once again, it's a bloody slay. I said, I'm always sick of Erin always getting it right because she just gets it. And I think she has that incredible ability as a designer of having her own aesthetic, because as soon as something comes down the runway, you immediately know it's hers. And I think it's got a lot to do with, her choice of pattern and her cuts. And she, what I think is really, really cool about her designs is she makes them cool, elevated, classic, yet unique. It's a kind of like a combination of them all. And obviously in this group challenge, it was a combination with Sally Beauty. And I thought it was a complete slay. And I love when you mix winter and summer wear together. See, she's very clever. She's like, you can still be warm and show a bit of midriff. And, I imagine this chick in New York, she would either be, you know, kind of in like Soho, just walking around, and even to a brunch, or, you know, out to a even to a garlic, you know, even to a more classic, you know, classy event once you take the jacket off. So I'm going to get in trouble for saying this, but I'm going to say it anyway. I don't endorse Donald Trump, but I think you need to laugh and all of that. And looking at this girl in this outfit, I want to Trump that bitch. I think she looks so pretty and so hot. So tick for Erin, you know, what they do on Legally Blonde, snaps for Erin. So we love Erin. Okay, moving on. Who else do we have next? We had Cornelius's, and I thought they were a little bit harsh on Cornelius. I didn't love it. It was a bit too much red. It was a bit of an explosion of red. It reminds me of my mother sometimes, because she's an 80s woman, and when she matches, and a lot of women out there still do it when you match your lipstick to your top, and you never do that. That's like a no-go. With whatever colour you're wearing, do not match your lipstick with that. And it was a bit of an explosion of red. And because it is that deep, bloody red colour, it's almost a bit, like like Halloween costumey looking because it is so red. And it almost reminds me of, like, I don't know why, but like Lady Gaga's like meat dress, or when she did her Blood performance at the VMAs and the blood. I'm just feeling a bit bloody. And, you know, I thought, you know, he did do a good job. And I think he's actually really grown and matured as a designer. Because obviously I had a conspiracy theory that when he first came onto the show, he was there to be a reality TV star. Because he was obviously young and 19 and was, you know, calling everyone out and was causing the drama. So I always love those ones because, you know, they always put them in. But no, and he's actually proved himself, and he took it very well, took it like a man. We've seen him grown. We saw him come in there, you know. I thought an A-plus job for Cornelius in the show. Went in there as a personality, so everyone's going to remember him because he was a firecracker. Then we felt sorry for him because he had his emotional moment. And then we saw the weakness because everyone, you know, found him a bit egotistical. And then we come full circle, and then we're, like, evenly balanced. So great. Love Cornelius. And, took it like a man. So I'm very proud of him. Not so proud of the look. But moving on to the last red look by Dexter. Dexter. Again, not loving it. I actually think it's a little bit skanky, a little bit, it looks like it's trying to, it's a copy of something designer, and it's, you know, you would find in one of those cheap stores, you know, in a low socioeconomic area, and it just looks very poorly made, and it looks like, we often say this a lot, and I guess it is because of the timing on the show and you know, how many hours they get, but it often looks like when people buy things online made to order from China and third world countries, and it looks completely different in real life. And that's what this is. It comes across very cheap. You've got Erin, who really elevated the Red Violet group and took it to a whole new level, and then you had two lacking in the team. So, I actually liked his less than Cornelius's. But I think overall, I mean, you're only as good as your last, you know, your last product. It's right here, right now. But you can tell, like, you couldn't get rid of Dexter, and I think it was the right choice. But moving on to a different colour, I'm over the red vibes. We've got the nude, which I actually think is kind of the harder one because, you know, like, it's difficult because it's brown. I don't wear brown because I just think it, you know, looks a bit pooey. I know that's probably not a very educated fashion way of describing nudes, but I do think it looks a little bit pooey, and it just grosses me out, and I don't like brown. I like to be happy. I like to be bright. But they still made it work. So we had Jenny, Natalia, and Majing. And first up, we've got a bit of Natalia's look. And, oh, God. I think she did a good job today, but I just feel like they used to have this show. I'm not sure if they had it in America as well, called The Mole. And there was someone was the mole that would, you know, would be an actor in the show and purposely like cause trouble and do bad, but they were anonymous and their job was to try and win in the end, but they were actually the mole the whole time and they had a secret agenda. And I just feel like she's got something going on. Like, there's something about her that I smell a little bit inauthentic as a designer, and I don't understand why she's still there. She really has been mediocre the whole time, and she's been in the firing block 1,000 times. She just never goes. So, once again, a mediocre design. I do like it is menswear inspired. I think that's a very cool look, but to me, it doesn't deliver. I'm just not really getting Natalia. Not really feeling your girl or woman. So, so you better elevate it because I want to go on. And next we have Jenny. She's proving that she's not Jenny from the block anymore, that's for sure, because I was like, get rid of Jen, I don't like her. But she made me like the brown, you know, I love a heavy and a light. I love, you know, with the top, it's like, you know, really heavy, really woolen and really, like, firm and strong, and the woman feels empowered, and, you know, that's what Sally Beauty is all about. It's about making when you feel beautiful on the outside, it's almost like a strength. It's like like a warrior, you know, something that you put on and you can go face the world. And that's why I love fashion so much, because I always say I put my hair in a curl and I put a blazer on and I can take anyone in the world. It, you know, prepares me for life. And that's what Sally Beauty is all about, is, you know, even though it might sound superficial and a lot of people think the fashion industry is superficial, I look at it as an art form. And I think it's a way of expressing yourself, but also, you know, it gives you a layer of protection. And it, you know, allows you, like, you know, it prepares you for the day. And I love that this woman looks strong, yet effeminate and beautiful soft at the same time. And I think that was a very hard thing to do, to combine the two. So maybe Jenny, if it doesn't work out on the show, maybe go and design for Hillary Clinton. I'm getting so election just because it's, in so many days. Because, it's, strong woman, but then still very soft at the same time. So snaps for Jenny, snaps for Jen. And then finishing off the Brown group, we had Majing, which is just coming up right now. And Marshing is one that, as I said, it continues to grow. It's almost like each week he gets better and better. Oh, we might not even have Marshing's up, I'm not sure. But anyway, I'll describe Marshing's. His was a bit more simpler in nature, and it wasn't really a standout piece, but it got him through. But I think what has made Marshing shine so much is he continues to elevate it and take it to the next level. And we've just seen an incredible amount of growth there. So, I'm like Legally Blonde and election obsessed today. So snaps for Marjing. But then we're going to move on to the Blues. And blue's my life favourite colour. So I am a little bit biased towards the blue. And we have Laurence to start off. And obviously, we all know she's my favourite. But Laurence, I do love the look. I love it, love it, love it. But I don't want you to be a one-trick pony. I'm a one-trick pony. That's me. I'm a two-trick pony. I would say I only know what looks good and I can talk. Got two things. But we are starting to see a bit of a recurrence each week on the runway. And whereas Erin's got a certain aesthetic, you can always tell it's Erin's, but it's not in an obvious or ornate way. But it feels like Laurence is an incredible designer, but she's only got a few tricks up her sleeve, so she just follows them. So I want more of a risk. But, impeccably tailored and just, flawless. But when people are at a certain level, you need to be nitpicky, and I think it's amazing. But if you really want to win, you're going to have to make it less obvious and be a bit more innovative. But, phenomenal job. And then let's have a look who else we have. What other designs? We obviously had Roberti and Rick. I like that. Maybe Roberti and Rick can, have a label together, because Roberti and Rick, that sounds good. So this is Rick. We've got a bit of plaid going on, and I'm not a plaid person, and I thought picnic rug as soon as I saw it, and I thought I'm ready to get, to go for a bit of a picnic on the park. But it was funny because everybody loved it. This was Rick's, I think. Yeah, this was Rick's. Sorry, yeah. Everyone absolutely loved it. But I was not seeing it. But once again, I think what was very good about the Blues is that they were very cohesive. So they came together well as a team in the end. But moving on to Roberti, and this was obviously the winner. And I hashtag support this. Once again, it was that final statement of the group's runway show, and it was a showstopper. Whereas Laurence played it a bit safe with something we've seen before, but something that would sell and is very wearable. Rick did an okay job, but I was hashtag picnic blanket, but still cohesive. And then Roberti was the showstopper, and gotta say, Roberti, I am impressed. I gave you a 9.5 out of 10, and just thinking outside the box and trying to take design to new levels is why I'm inspired by, and why I watch the show, and stepping out of those restrictions and conventions that so many people follow. And even in life, people think that there's only, one certain way to do things. And Roberti is kind of being a bit of a hashtag Erin and really showing us something new. And that excites me. And that's what I am enjoying the most about season 15 is I feel this is the most diverse group of designers we've had for a really long time. And I'm going to be honest, I'm even talking to Michelle about it, that in the past I was getting a little bit bored with Project Runway because I felt that everybody was the same. And I said, where are these unique, Gwen Stefani, everyone's got their own version of fashion icons, but I remember someone like Gwen Stefani when she came on to the scene at the start and she had the leopard, she was so unique and so different, and Madonna and Prince and Michael Jackson, there was just something you hadn't seen before and it just took the world by storm. And I was like, where is that in Project Runway? And, I think Roberti's got it, to do my Oprah thing, he's got it. And so does Erin. And Dex is very special as well. And then Laurence is obviously, impeccable with her construction. So, really. And then, Jenny's proving she's just not Jenny from the block. So I'm very impressed. And I was very happy that Roberti won. And I was glad to see Cornelius go, because he's still got a lot of learning to do. Still very young. And congratulations on doing a great job in the show. But we do have a few announcements to reveal right now. And there are going to be some change. Oh, I sound like we're cutting the show or something, like due to network cuts. But we are actually going to be changing times to a Thursday in filming the show. So we'll actually keep you updated with when we're going to re-record. And the reason that is because, unfortunately, I have work commitments in Australia for the next 6 weeks. So this is my last day on the show. So it's like my goodbye party. No one showed up. So like, look at me. I'm all by myself. Yeah, so but that's all right. I've got DJ Steve-O that plays some great tunes, and I've got you guys. So, yeah, so it is going to be mixed up, and there is going to be a new host as well joining Michelle, and it will be on a Thursday. But, you know, I'll still chime in. I'll still might tweet and all of that. So I'll definitely be back for all the other Project Runway seasons. But, yeah, it is going to change to Thursday. So keep your eyes and ears open and peeled, or whatever the saying is. And, yeah, so that's that. But I just wanted to say I've had so much fun on season 15 of Project Runway. And there'll be, you know, with Project Runway Kids. It's all, like, you know, within a few months I'll be back on the air chiming in and giving my opinions on all things fashion. So I love you guys. Tweet me away. Like, I want, like, a really nice message. Like, good luck with your work commitments in Australia. Yeah, so, and actually when I'm flying out, I know I feel like this has been a bit of an election show as well, but as we all know, fashion is influenced by history and what's going on at the current time. And that's why I am referencing it. See, there is a method to my madness. Actually, when I fly out, who becomes president of the United States will be announced. So when I land in Australia, I'll be like, oh, who's the president? So I'm excited. So yeah, exciting. So have a great day, everyone. It's a Friday. Stay safe, but have lots of fun and. Probably not supposed to say this, and drink lots of tequila. I'm Dan Babic, Instagram at Dan Babic, and Instagram and Twitter, sorry, the tweet at Dan Babic with an underscore after Babic. Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.